This is the Patriots Training Camp Cast.
Oh, yeah!
The Patriots Training Camp Cast is your source for all the news from Patriots Training Camp.
Well, I do still watch the news.
Practice is over, but the writers of Patriots.com have you covered.
What did I miss yesterday?
Now, here to review today's practice, the writers of Patriots.com.
Well, Mike Dassault, we're just stacking those days together like Bill Belichick says, right?
Here it's flying by.
Steamy Foxborough. I feel like I've said that several times, but today is particularly steamy here. Day three, the Patriots put on some shells underneath. Other than that, not a huge change to the attire. There was one minor change. Well, could be minor. We'll see moving forward. But there was a change to the attendance report today. Ty Montgomery was not able to make it out here to practice today.
Yeah, unfortunate. And, I mean, unfortunately, part kind of what has gone on in Ty Montgomery's career. But, you know, again, super involved early in practice. You know, got tangled up yesterday and got looked at, did not return to the field today. So certainly something to watch for. And as I said, again, it's just, you know, unfortunate because this has been something that happens with him. He just, you know, can't seem to stay healthy. I'm sure he's frustrated. As productive as he looks as every practice we've seen, if he can't stay out on the field, it's not going to matter. So hopefully he gets back out soon. Christian Barmore also absent, although today we saw reports that he is now a father and
had
a baby. And so congratulations to him. And hopefully he'll be back soon.
Right. So other than that, the attendance remains excellent. You know, and as you said, Barmore, I don't think is anything. Looks like he's just welcoming his first child into the world. So we'll keep an eye on Montgomery moving forward. A couple other sort of health-related things. I thought we saw more from Matthew Judon today than we've seen in the two previous practices. He was involved in some of the, I think, the sub-work, the pass-rushing packages that the Patriots put together. 11 on 11s. He took some reps today. Good to see him out flying around.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. It feels like he's ramping up a little bit. You know, still look like Josh Uche out there when they went to, you know, 7 on 7, 11 on 11 with the top units. So something to watch with Judon. At this point, I would say it doesn't really seem like a hold in. It just seems more like he was rounding out into shape. So it's good to see him to start to get involved with that giant red sweatshirt. God bless him for wearing it today. It must be sweating a lot on that one.
So offensively, unfortunately, I didn't think there was a whole lot to be excited about today. Defense continues to the coverage. Now they moved around the red zone a little bit, started out by around, you know, closer to the 20, around the 18 yard line, moved their way in. Didn't really matter. I thought the coverage had the better of play for most of the day. I thought both Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe struggled to find receivers. I thought Trace McSorley actually showed some flashes, although his last set of plays was just like Jones and Zappe. But overall, Mike, I'm going to focus on the positive because, you know, that's the kind of guy I am.
Right, I'll let you.
I tend to always go glass half full. I thought the secondary was really good today, and the rookie Christian Gonzalez stands out to me.
Yeah, I think that let's stay on the positive here. On the defensive side, you're totally right. I mean, I thought Gonzalez had a couple nice plays in coverage. You know, got left behind, I think, once or twice in the previous two practices, to be expected from a rookie, but just great to see him out there consistently and, you know, again, just being able to be out there every day and get this experience under his belt as he starts his career. So, you know, really good sign for him. Defense, they're experienced, and no surprise, they look like they know what they're doing. You know, however, with the offense, I'm with you. It just, I mean, I had an 11-11, two completed passes, you know, a lot of attempts to try to hit contested, you know, catches in the back corner of the end zone, fades and those kind of things to Devontae Parker that, you know, they were going to a lot last year in training camp, and they just couldn't really seem to get those going, whether guys were out of bounds, whether were the missed throws, whether guys weren't getting open. So there just wasn't a lot today that felt like, here's the offense. We had a little bit of it yesterday, but today it felt like it was a little bit of a void as far as, hey, that was a successful offensive play that looked in rhythm. They got it out in time, and it looked right. There wasn't a lot of that today. A
couple of quick personnel notes. I saw a lot of Connor McDermott today at right tackle. Riley Reiff has been there the first couple of days. Reiff took some reps, kind of slid over to the left side at times, backing up Trent Brown, but I saw more Connor McDermott today than I've seen. And you you know, saw Chasen Hines sort of rotating in a little bit at right guard as well. So they're starting to see some movement on that offensive line. I thought with the shells on today, one takeaway for me, the protection I thought was much better. It's funny how that works when the offensive line can actually hit the guys coming in. they're able to protect their quarterbacks a little bit better.
Right, yeah, a little rotation going on there at right guard, too. You know, we saw Bill Murray, the converted defensive lineman who's been on the practice squad, has, you know, made the shift there last year. So rookie Antonio Maffey getting a shot there, Chasen Hines. So it seems like they're, you know, taking a look at some of the depth pieces there. And obviously next week when the pads come on, then we'll get a real sense of, you know, how things are going on the offensive line with the contact coming into play.
Yeah, so another defensive day today, I would have to say. Tomorrow is an off day for the Patriots and for us. We will be back with our next training camp cast on Sunday. Once again, the Patriots expected to be in the shells, and we're hoping by the start of next week we'll get some padded workouts to give our thoughts about. But day off tomorrow, we'll be back on Sunday.